Hello again, Person County, and thank you for listening to this edition of Turn the Page, where we talk about books and reading and all things literary. And as always, a special thanks to the wonderful folks who sponsor the show, Reagan & Son Heating and Air, Truth Books and Gifts, and Donovan Insurance. Don't you just love it when you stumble across a new author whose work is delicious to read? It's even better when this author already has a large body of work and you don't have to wait for him or her to write something new because you're busy getting caught up on previous work. Such is the case for me with Tim Dorsey, who writes the weirdest, funniest, wittiest, most outlandish stories I think I've ever had the pleasure of laughing through. Honestly, I haven't laughed so much while reading since the early days of North Carolina writer Clyde Edgerton. First of all, Dorsey's protagonist, Serge A. Storms, is the perfect anti-hero. He and his weed-smoking, beer-drinking sidekick, Coleman, travel around the Sunshine State doing unconventional and outrageous evil to evildoers. I discovered my new favorite writer on Facebook. I follow the Raleigh bookstore Quail Ridge Books, and it posted an upcoming author event featuring Tim Dorsey. And his latest title, Naked Came the Florida Man. I mean, honestly, how could that title not pique your interest? After reading a synopsis of the book, I immediately started searching for past titles to get caught up. I found Triggerfish Twist, the fourth in the series, in audio format, and it took me about 3 minutes of listening to be totally hooked. Publishers Weekly put it best, I quote, "Conjuring up Carl Hiaasen and Elmore Leonard on crack, the fourth off-the-wall novel from Dorsey finds anti-hero Serge Storms, a quixotic, socially conscious crook-cum-executioner, undertaking to salvage his upscale Tampa neighborhood from encroaching undesirables." End quote. This book honestly had more twists and turns and hilariously ridiculous scenes and subplots than anyone who hasn't read it could imagine. Now, if you're offended by bad language and an occasional weird sex scene, you may not find it as funny and entertaining as I did, but I loved it. As soon as I finished Triggerfish Twist, I moved on to the next title I could find on my Orange County Library Digital Service. Coconut Cowboy was great fun, too. About this one, the Associated Press said, quote, "If you couldn't stop laughing when Bugs Bunny shot Elmer Fudd in the face, this is the writer you've been looking for," end quote. Coconut Cowboy is easy rider, Florida style. Serge and Coleman head out on a motorcycle tour down the length of the Sunshine State, trying to recover the lost era of the American dream. From one small town to the next, they find that the bucolic, porch-sitting, tea-drinking, neighbor-helping neighbor days are long gone. The dysfunctional duo stumble onto one particular hamlet of sleazy rural politicians bent on keeping outsiders away from their corrupt governing style. Speed traps, pig races, drug kingpins, lethal science experiments, and a bong made out of a pineapple ensue as this raucous and ridiculously funny tale unfolds. I'm currently listening to No Sunscreen for the Dead. After I finish it, I'll start reading the rest of the titles, which I found cheap at thrift books. Of No Sunscreen, Kirkus Reviews said, quote, "Florida's biggest and craziest fan discovers the Sunshine State's greatest natural resource, old folks. A life well lived deserves a happy ending, and if that ending starts midlife, so much the better," figures Serge. So he packs his sidekick, Coleman, who, let's face it, is too stoned to put up much of a fight, into his banana-yellow Ford Falcon and heads for the Villages, that sprawling retirement complex northwest of Orlando, which Serge claims has the highest STD rate in all of Florida. From there, it's on to Sarasota, cultural mecca for Florida's retirees, followed by Pinecraft Park, where the Amish go to spend their golden years, until finally Serge and Coleman discover Boca Shores, a manufactured homes community for the 55-plus crowd. Pretty soon, Serge is spending his retirement doing pretty much what he did for a living, running tours of Florida's little-known historical gems and finding increasingly complicated ways to kill those who prey upon the innocent, end quote. I'm about two-thirds of the way through this one, and enjoying every twist and turn. If you want to belly laugh while reading books, check out Tim Dorsey. And until next time, thanks for listening and happy reading.
FM 96.7 KRX.